Welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This is America's favorite podcast to become the best version of you. Our special guest today is the one and only John Tesh. John is an American composer, pianist, radio host, former star of Entertainment Tonight. John, welcome to our show.
Hey, Rick, thank you.
We love K-Tesh Radio. Tell us how it's going.
Well, we do this stuff called Intelligence for Your Life, which is, so we have 10 researchers, and they just sort of scour the planet trying to find the 5 ways to shrink our waistline, 3 ways to be a better parent, how to make your marriage last forever, how to find your mission and purpose in life, and we do that for 5 hours a day on a lot of different radio stations across the country and across Canada. But we wanted to try and experiment, and that is to try and reach people in more of a local, with more of a local approach in Los Angeles. So we created, and the name wasn't my idea, sort of like a radio station named K-Tesh, with contemporary Christian music and with all of this content, and also to be a local resource for Christians and for seekers in Southern California, to connect with churches, to connect with video and audio ministries, and also to just be encouraged if you want to leave the online radio stream on all day.
Man, that is great. We listen to your show daily, and we often quote you. We talk about how conversations can lift your mood, specifically because of your show. Please let your team know that they are making a big difference.
I will absolutely tell them that, and I appreciate it. And you can, I mean, you know from being in the business that you get locked in a studio with a microphone, and you're not really sure what's going on after a few days, especially 5 hours a day. So, I appreciate that. And we created something that is a ministry for me, a blessing for me, because all this stuff, after you speak it for a couple of 10 years, it starts to sink in, and you become a better spouse, you become a better parent, you get encouraged.
It does become intuitive. Our team actually wrote a book titled "When Core Values Are Strategic," and it seems that everything that you do, John, is backed up by your own core values.
First of all, I have to give her all the credit, because when we met about 21 years ago, I was working for Entertainment Tonight. I was very impressed with myself, and it was just I was just sort of going with the flow, if you know what I mean. And sure. One of the first things she said to me after we'd been going out for 2 or 3 times was, she said, "Do you want to come to my church?" And I said, "Well, no, I've actually, I've completed that program. I don't really need to go anymore." Because my mom and dad, they were both they both ran a church on Long Island. That so I was there at least 3 days a week, and I was quote unquote forced to memorize scripture, and nobody was really teaching me. It was just sort of rote, and I know a lot of Catholics go through that as well. And so I was done pretty much. And when she, she used her influence on me, because she's a beautiful, funny woman, and said, "Why don't you come to church with me?" And long story short, I did. And it was this really tiny church, and the pastor was great, and his teaching was amazing. Guys are like this anyway. I'm a big, what sword can I pick up? What can I do? And so I was really equipped by being there in this small congregation, which is more like a Bible study, to find ways to serve, and that became a big part of everything that we do. And Promise Keepers was a big moment in my life too, and she led me to that as well.
Yes, we know Coach Mac very well. So tell us about your foundation and how you're bringing stimulation to the aging population.
There are really 2 parts to many people's lives. You're either a servant, or you equip other people to serve. And that's what a lot of pastors, they're working so hard to prepare their message that they can't really serve as much as they would like to. So their gift is equipping others. That's a lot of what we talk about on the radio show is saying, okay, here's a place where you can plug in. Here's inspiration I just know that you can beat people to death with, "You should serve, you should serve, you should serve." But what we do with the Intelligence for Your Life information is we'll bring we'll find a piece like in the Mayo from the Mayo Clinic or the Harvard Wellness Review where they studied what happens with MRIs, what happens to people's brains when they serve, like, you know, between 5 and 10 hours a week, and they found that it lowers their blood pressure. It can add 7 years to their life. It improves their business acumen. You know, it's just relaxing. And so, you know, with this information, we're able to go out there and say, here's, you know, if you really want to be selfish about this, here's why you should help other people. Here's why you should serve 5, 10, 15, 20 hours a week, or, you know, whatever it is. So that's part of our mission is to equip others. I should tell you that the Sela Kitesh Foundation has become unfocused in a wonderful way. I mean, our charter was, you know, first to bring cognitive stimulation to seniors, and we do that. But also, we're finding things more out on the road that need help as well. And a lot of times we run into homeless veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. And so what we've been doing, too, is we've been going into – my brother-in-law has a real love for animals and for veterans. And so we go into and you'll see this on Ketesh as well. We go into kill shelters, animal shelters where animals are on death row, basically dogs, and we'll rescue those dogs. And then we will stick them with these master trainers for 3 months, and they come out a different dog. And then we give them to veterans with post-traumatic stress or depression or service dogs. And it's been a lot of fun. And I think that's the message that we try to equip people with is you know, find a mission that works with your life that's fun, and then you'll continue with it.
That's beautiful, and that's smart. Is it possible that your next move is to have intelligent gracefulness?
Yeah, that would be great. Well, I think, you know, I think when you practice intelligence, it's a great question. When you practice intelligent kindness, you are blessed with intelligent grace. And and when we say, you know, it's obviously just a play on the radio show title, intelligent kindness, but it means something. You know, it's like, okay, be smart, you know, about your personal charter. What is it? And the way to be smart is to figure out what can your family do together. It's an amazing teaching moment for little kids. What can you sustain that you're really interested in? And that could be crocheting for others. It can be reading to the blind. It could be raising dogs. It could be just you're the grocery people, and with your kids twice a week, you buy groceries for families that need them, and you don't even tell them who's doing it. You just deliver them to you. You could be shoes for people in Africa, that family. You know, it's, I love the thing about, you know, creating your own brand, and I think that produces gracefulness for the whole family.
I do too. And I can tell you that you have moved from success to significance. You know, when people apply intelligent kindness to even marriage, it becomes a great benefit. And the branches of this so-called tree of life are growing so abundantly in all the right directions, especially yours.
You know, I love that. And we had a company come to us and say, hey, we'd like to turn this thing into a television show. And I said, well, how would you do that? And they said, and this is a real industry thing, and you actually just spoke it. They said, we have so many verticals. And I'm like, well, what the heck is that? And they said, well, you've got the intelligence for your relationship vertical, and you've got the intelligence for your pets, and intelligence for your, you know, kindness, and all these are all verticals. And I said, what does that mean? And I said, well, they can all be separated and become right. One, and become a part of, you know, of your life. I probably use the relationship stuff more than anything. And you pick what you know. The health stuff, okay, I get it. I get the omega-3 fish oil thing. I get the exercise every day. But the most complicated thing that we face is, you know, our relationship with God is a graceful one. But the most complicated thing we face is our relationship with our spouse, with our kids, and with our in the workplace. And so there, you know, every time one of those tips pops up on the show, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm absolutely gonna try this. And you know, isn't there a commonality? And even, you know, yes. You can even find it in the, you know, in the Bible. You know, there's a commonality to great things that work. And the number one thing that keeps coming around and around and around in our relationship intelligence is listening. Is that because of the texting, because of the distracting, because of all the rest of that stuff, and because of us wanting to get a word in, we're not listening to each other anymore, and that's really spoken to me.
You've made our day by being on Success Made to Last.
I appreciate the chance. You know what's really funny about having a conversation is that, and this is why we need to have more conversations, all of us, is that you never really know how you feel about something until somebody asks you, because you don't walk around all day, you know, asking yourself, well, how do I feel about this, unless you're a complete, you know, maniac. But, you know, so I appreciate the conversation, and I would encourage people to have, you know, more conversations that don't involve technology, if you know what I mean.
By the way, we love your music. Where can we go to learn more about where you're going to be in concert?
Well, actually, yeah, if you go to ktesh.com, you can, it's K-T-E-S-H, you can see there's a thing that says concert calendar, and you'll be able to, you know, check out where, you know, where we are. We're in Watertown and Waterbury and Gettysburg and Long Island coming up here in a week, but we're sort of always on tour. And we do a thing every now and then where we'll be in a town and we'll finish a show in a secular venue, and then we'll say, hey, listen, you know, there's four of us in this on the stage that are in worship bands, and we just really would like to play some worship music, and it may not be what you want, so concert's over, but if those of you who want to hang out, we're going to play Trading My Sorrows and Shout to the Lord and, you know, all that stuff, Better Is One Day. And you'd be surprised how many people stay, you know, it's great fun.
And a final compliment to you, John. I've been playing drums since 1969 in rock bands and jazz and praise and worship teams. You, my friend, often play the piano like it's a percussion instrument.
Oh, isn't that funny? It's funny that you would get that. I really appreciate that. No one's ever said that to me, but when I was in a band on Long Island as a kid, a lot of times the drummer couldn't make it. And so I sort of learned with my left hand, had to learn with my left hand how to try and knock out a beat. That's, yeah, and plus I play like, you know, I try to play like Rachmaninoff, which is beating the heck out of the piano. So I thank you for noticing that.
Thanks again, John. Keep up the great work.
Thanks. I appreciate your time.
And we thank you all for joining us on this Success Made to Last. Remember, be the best version of you. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.